Do you feel there isn't enough time? Do you feel tired sometimes, but can't get enough sleep? Listen carefully today, because this could literally change your life.
I sent two units. They're bringing her down now.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
The future is approaching faster than ever.
Technological change is speeding up, and your already maladapted evolutionary mismatches are multiplying.
In the future, the current version of you is already dead. The way around that is to keep learning, keep evolving, mentally, psychologically, physically, and financially. Welcome to another episode of Future Skills. I'm Ludvig Sundström.
And I'm Michael Seeding.
Today we're going to talk about feedback loops and avoiding what is perhaps the world's worst feedback loop, that which makes you chronically stressed.
Yeah, there are good and bad feedback loops, but this is a real downer. It's a downward spiral.
Yeah, and the reason it's so dangerous is because once you get stuck in it, it's very hard to get out of, and it will make you fat, tired, and angry. And it just becomes harder the longer you stay in it because you have chronic stress that builds up and you become fatter by it.
So, what is this loop?
Well, there is no real word for it, but it's a connection between stress, sleep, and hunger. And this feedback loop is hormonal. So once you mess up one of these hormones, it has a compounding effect, which makes the other hormones worse. And then it becomes a self-sustaining feedback loop and it gets into your physiology. Just like Alexander Bard talked about in our interview with him.
Yeah, I can see how this is a real problem. Starting anywhere in the loop with stress, hunger, and sleep tends to make the others worse.
Yeah, so let's go over this feedback loop and why it's so dangerous. So you have these three elements: stress, which is the hormone cortisol, and then you have sleep, which has a hormone called melatonin, and then you have hunger, which has three different hormones, which is insulin, ghrelin, and leptin. And it starts with the stress. So once you become stressed, what happens is that it becomes harder to sleep. And when you have worse sleep, you will have lower impulse control. So your prefrontal cortex, the decision-making part of the brain, is going to be impaired the next day. And this is going to make it easier for you to, you know, eat more sugar, snacks, candy. And especially you'll be inclined to take stimulants and caffeine and cigarettes and drink extra coffee just to like prop yourself up to get back into your high energy levels again.
Yeah, and then you sleep badly again. So this is why you need to take care of your sleep properly. And it's not really enough just hoping for falling asleep as soon as you hit the pillows. You really have to prepare for it during the day.
Yeah, so the real root cause is usually caused by poor sleeping. And then you get into this feedback loop and you just stay in it. But the problem is not, like everyone can go a day or two without sleeping so well. The problem is if you sleep poorly over a longer period of time and your body gets adapted to it and starts to use stimulants in order to prop itself up. And you start snacking, you mess up your eating habits. So you're snacking throughout the day all the time, as soon as you get tired.
Yeah, so then you get stressed, and that makes it difficult to fall asleep. And you get fat, which makes your sleep quality go down as well. So you actually get less rest from a certain number of hours of sleep.
Yeah, and the problem is, if you start snacking and doing all this stuff, then you know you're probably going to put on body fat. And what happens then is that when you have more body fat, this hormone leptin will increase. And this means that, so leptin is produced by fat cells. And the more fat cells you have in your body, the higher your leptin levels will be. And this is going to make you gain an artificial hunger. So, I mean, it's really logical that a fat person doesn't need to eat for a long period of time because they have fat reserves. But still, they want to keep eating more, even though there's no real reason for them to eat more if you look at it from like an evolutionary perspective. You know, they don't need to eat that much, but they keep upping the level that they eat because of this hormone leptin.
I just wonder who actually came up with that method and that process. I think this is almost an evidence of why God doesn't exist.
What do you mean now?
Yeah, I mean, if who would ever in his right mind construct a system where the fatter you get, the hungrier you get.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's it's a real bad negative circle. It's a real bad downward spiral.
Yeah, not only that you get hungry, your sleep quality is worse, so you get even more out of sync with what you should be. So you keep eating more and sleeping less. So this is why you need to nip the process in the bud. by creating good sleeping habits. It's easier to start with sleep than with, for example, eating or stressing, because once you sleep well, then the other two almost take care of themselves.
Yeah, and the easiest way to fall into this is by sleeping poorly for like 1 or 2 days. And sometimes you can have a good reason for doing that. But what happens is that you usually start like, you need to drink coffee in the morning just to basically wake up, which is a problem. When you need like, first it maybe starts with one cup, and then soon you have to drink 2 cups in the morning immediately.
Yeah, one way to get around that is actually to hold off with that first cup of coffee for at least an hour. That makes the coffee actually work better and you become less addicted to it. It can be difficult, just as it can be difficult to actually get to bed in time. But try to take care of sleep in both ends of the spectrum, both in your waking up process and in your going to bed process. Anyway, addiction to coffee, that's not the worst part. Actually, coffee is a good thing if used responsibly. However, the big problem is that stimulants, they have an antagonistic effect on melatonin production, and that leads to even worse sleep. And so it goes again.
Yeah, exactly. The big problem here is that on its own, none of these things are, you know, lethal. But when you put it together and it gets linked together, it becomes a self-sustaining feedback loop that's directly tied into your hormones. It becomes very hard to fix when you go down this downhill spiral for a longer period of time. So this is why, you know, if you go to work or something and then you see maybe like a really obese person and they're drinking a bunch of coffee and they seem really stressed too, and then like they're probably stuck in this and it's probably going to be pretty hard for them too. They're fat because they're snacking all the time. But they have to fix one part of the equation at a time. It's very hard to try to fix all of these things. It's very hard. If you are like down in this downward spiral really deep, it's really hard to start exercising a lot, to change your diet, and also to change your sleeping habits. It's very hard to change all these three things at the same time.
In particular, since trying to go to the gym when you're tired and stressed and fat, that's not an easy thing to do. And it's not easy even going to the gym just when you're simply stressed, since it will seem as if you don't have enough time. And this is why you need to start with sleep. Now, this isn't a sleeping episode. We will probably make an episode on sleep alone, but I do have two things that I came across recently. One is in the podcast Smart Drugs Smart, episode 224. In it, there is some recent research showing that if you make a to-do list, a quite detailed to-do list, a specific to-do list before going to bed, that alleviates the kind of stress that makes it difficult to sleep, and thereby making you fall asleep faster and also getting better quality sleep.
Yeah, I like to do that.
Yeah, and now you have research proving it's good for the actual sleeping process as well. And the other thing is that if you don't sleep enough, maybe you don't notice yourself, because after 4 nights of sleeping too little, you stop noticing that you keep deteriorating.
Yeah, and this is the worst part, because that's when the feedback loop like shuts itself tight, when you stop noticing it. And that's why if we go back to the really normal problem of maybe having to work extra hard for 1 or 2 days, but then the third day comes and you don't notice it. And then your hormones adapt to it and it becomes part of your homeostasis. And so your body just wants to stay in this steady state. And like the feedback loop gets shut with all the hormones regulated. And all of these hormones have like a compound effect that increases the other hormones.
And I wouldn't be surprised if your brain doesn't kick in as well and try to defend this behavior and actually saying, this is good. You're doing a lot of work since you only sleep 5 hours a night.
Yeah, not only that, when you want to stop it, you'll probably find an excuse not to. And it's going to be painful to stop because your body has grown used to this. You become emotionally addicted to it. Okay, so before we end, let's do a brief recap of how this feedback loop works, just so that you can know and recognize it. And we'll also put it in the description if you want to like see it visually. And so you have 5 steps. You have bad sleep, and when you sleep poorly, you get higher cortisol levels. You become more stressed because your body didn't rest properly. Okay, so that's step number two, higher stress. And when you have higher stress, that immediately leads to number three, lower impulse control. And so the prefrontal cortex doesn't work as well as it should do. And what happens then is that usually if you become maybe hungry or tired or bored throughout the day, if you had slept well, you could resist the temptation to maybe use stimulants or snack on sugary food. But when you're stressed, not only do you have lower impulse control, but also you'll probably feel a stronger urge to do it because you're bored or you have low energy levels or you feel hungry. Then that's number four. You eat sugar or you consume stimulants for fast energy and focus just to feel good fast without thinking about the consequences. And then that leads to step number five, that you become fatter and you put on body fat and you probably become more stressed too because you can't sleep as well. And then the feedback loop gets shut. And if you do get stuck in it and you become overweight, then you'll want to keep eating more and snacking more, which is completely unnecessary too.
Great summary. If you think this is interesting and want to learn more about feedback loops like this between mind and body, you can read Ludwig's book.
Yeah, Breaking Out of Homeostasis. Thanks, Mikael. So the book is about these kind of things, learning about feedback loops, how the brain and body work, and how they interact with each other. Things like the brain's reward system, the amygdala, or even the pattern recognition. It's really useful for most people to know more about this. Also, before we end, we should thank Alexander Martin.
Yeah, that's our sound guy. And please remember to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.
And Android. And the link's in the description there too.
Yeah, thanks for today.